Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. Yes, this new day is Friday the 19th of November, 2021. It is a day that our Lord has made, a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are just excited and being just glad to be in this day. And we are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing, all the breakthroughs that our Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to fulfill what he has assigned for us today. We are ready to share the goodness of the Lord to those people the Lord put in our path. So we are just excited in this day because we have him. We have him, the one who holds today, the one who holds tomorrow, the one who does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And that we have him, the one who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Yes, and we are so thankful for another opportunity to stand on the gap, to intercede and to encourage each other and to just being here, because we know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by his spirit. It is by his great, by his grace. So we are just thankful. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer and a prayer of agreement. As we are in agreement for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three. And we have the backup of the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we have Trinity on our side. So we are just thankful in Jesus' name. And I do know that there is power in prayer of agreement, and a three chord is stronger than one. So we just thank God this morning. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, as your word says, for us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that your word, your acceptable word that is perfect, yes, that resides in us, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, because it is the weapon, the word of God. Yes, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but that they are mighty. Yes, through you, Lord Jesus, to the pulling down of the strong hold, casting down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against you, Father, against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity, yes, through the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the light. And no one comes to the Father except through you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for abundant life in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we honor you, Father God, at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. Yes, in the name of Jesus, as your word, Father God, reminds us that now is the time. Yes, the hour has come that those who worship you, Lord, worship you in spirit and in truth. Because that's what the Father is seeking. That's what the Father is looking for. Yes, for worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps, Lord. We thank you, Father, for in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you for encouraging us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are such a good shepherd. You are such a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, the one who prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power. For those who are sick in their bodies, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, the one who was wounded for our transgressions, the one who was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning, by the authority and the power, we do declare that by your stripes we are healed. For you are the healer who heals all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Lord. Yes, whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's dementia or schizophrenic, any mental sicknesses, any emotional sicknesses, and all physical sicknesses, regardless of what it is, all those cancerous diseases, some of that we can't even pronounce or read if we see it written down. Those sicknesses, there is no sickness or disease you cannot heal. The internal ones, Father, the ones that affect internal organs and all the bloodstream, we pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus. For you are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you heal. Yes, you are our healer, and I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to each and every one of us. Yes, under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Father God, those who are stressed out and anxious, I pray, Father God, that you touch them, Father, that they cast all their cares to you, Father, because you care for them. They take their burdens to you, Lord, because your burden, for you are a burden lifter, Father, and your yoke is easy, your yoke is light. So I cast away the spirit of depression right now. I come against you, you spirit of depression. I come against you right now, you suicidal spirit, this spirit of death and want to terminate life prematurely. I come against you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. For devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you right now to get out of your God's people. You are trespassing. You are not allowed to do what you are doing. We command you to get out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that even if the enemy comes to us in one way, that you will flee in seven ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, your deliverance power, your restoration power. Restore, Father God, the desire to live in our brothers and sisters who are tormented by this suicidal spirit, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for your deliverance, Lord, for your healing power. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, just being bombarded by this storms of life, and it's holiday season. Some are anxious and stressed out, wondering what to do, where to get the monies. I just pray, Father God, for silver and gold belongs to you, and the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, and they that dwell in it belongs to you. For you supply all our needs, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you provide for your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for contentment. And some are just stressing themselves out just because they are in competition with others, or just because they are spending more than what they have. But that they give us wisdom, and that we know, Father God, to be good stewards of the blessings you give us, that we are good managers of those finances and resources you give us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and just be content with what we have, and not to compete with others, and wanting to live beyond, above our means, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are Abba Father. You are our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless, the defender of the widows, and the defender of those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves, in the mighty name of Jesus. And speaking of being our defender, I just pray, Father God, for this court system and all these cases that are in the judiciary system right now, and some of them we are seeing them right in our eyes, just what is going on, Father, there in Georgia and in other states. I just pray, Father God, as you are exposing all these systematic oppressions that are going on, and all these some of the judicial systems that are being manipulated, and people taking advantage, as you expose. I just pray, Father God, that people do what is right. Those people who are in positions of authority, those who make decisions, that they do what is right. Not only just to expose and make people even more angrier, but that things will be taken into consideration and be straightened out, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that your justice prevail, Father, regardless of who is against it, regardless of who is sitting on the bench. But I pray that the Holy Spirit, who is our unseen lawyer, will be right there and vindicate and ascend on our behalf, Father. So I pray for justice to prevail in the mighty name of Jesus, and these systematic things that are out of order be taken care of, Father. So we do pray for those in positions of authority. Yes, starting with our president and the vice president and their cabinet, Father. The whole executive branch, Father. The legislative branch, Lord. The Senate and the House of Representatives, and our judicial branch, Father. The Supreme Court and the lower courts and all the Congress, that everyone will do what's right, Father. Some of them, we are seeing them just being exposed and exposing themselves because of the selfishness and the egoness of themselves, Father. So we pray.
pray, Father God, that those whom you have put in positions of authority, that they do what is right, Father, and make laws and regulations that are good for your people, Father, for all the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you are in control. You are in charge with our military community, all the branches, Father, those who are here at home and those who are abroad and their families, to protect and provide for them, Father. In the name of Jesus, as they give of themselves, Father, to defend our country, Father, and to stand on behalf of us in our foreign lands, the ambassadors, Father, those who represent our nation in foreign lands. I just pray that you protect and shield them, Father. Though we do not put all our trust in them, because we trust you, because your word says, unless you, Lord, build a house, they that build in vain. Unless you, Lord, watches over the city, the watchman watches in vain. So we put our trust in you, Father, that you have provided these resources, these men and women, Father, to take care and our law enforcement, our first responders, Father God, the whole military and defense community, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even our education system, the educators, the students, and the parents, and the administrators, and even those who work in the cafeterias, the bus drivers, everyone, Father God, regardless of what part they play in the education of our children, that they are all coordinated and work together for the betterment and the education of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, within our health system, Father God, we pray for all the regulations and the healthcare providers and the hospitals, the pharmacists, and even the ambulance, Father, the first responders, Father God, that as they do the work, Father God, that you give them the wisdom, and then they be able to deal with, also to accommodate those that are having mental issues or substance issues, that the programs are effective, Father. All these resources you have given us for the betterment and the well-being of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all the people, for you are a merciful God. You are such a good God. Even when you send your rain, Father, when it rains, you rain over the fields of those who are just and those who are unjust, those who love you and those who don't. So we pray, Father God, that all the systems of our governance will work for good for all the people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I honor you that our workforce system, Lord, the employers, the employees, those that are faith-based systems, the private or public systems, everything works for good, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the betterment of your people. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father God. We reverence you, for you are Jehovah Shalom. Yes, the God, our peace. We thank you for giving us peace in the midst of all this chaos and all this turmoil. We thank you for giving us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that only you can give, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the peace that cannot be bought by money, the peace that cannot be given by anyone but you, Lord. Yes, the one you promised us, that peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, and you do not give as the world gives. So this morning, Father God, our hearts are not troubled at all. Yes, we are not afraid at all, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we are not anxious at all, as your word reminds us that not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we let our needs, we let our requests known unto you, God. Yes, the one who gives peace. Thank you, Father God, for your peace. We lift up your banner this morning, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. We lift it up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father, for your presence. Yes, for you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father. You are an omnipresent God. You are there, here, and everywhere else at the same time. For you are Jehovah Shammah, yes, the Lord who is always there. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father. Yes, even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we are not afraid. We fear no evil, for we know that you are with us. Even if we pass through the waters of life, they will not sweep us away, for you are there, you are with us. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Father. We continue to believe you for the unbelievable, Father. We continue to believe you for the salvation of those who are lost, because we were once lost and now we are found. And we know that you are not a respecter of any person. What you do for one, you do for the other. So we thank you, Father God, for our brothers and sisters out there, that they come, yes, in the name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Father, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they will open and let you in the mighty name of Jesus. So we call them forth from the north, south, east and west, that they come. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we continue to believe you, Lord, for the restoration, yes, and healing of families, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it's a single household family or it's a two-parent household family, we just pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, that the families will function the way you have created and initiated them to function. We rebuke all the disorder that is going on in these homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. All this dysfunction that is going on in the homes, Father, we pray, Father God, that you arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. So we thank you, Father God, that you are restoring the fathers back to their sons, and the mothers and their daughters, and the fathers back to be heads of their households, priests of their own homes, Lord, leading their families in the things of God. And I thank you, Father God, yes, that even the economy of country or the state of our economy is not going to interfere with the household, Father, that the fathers will still be able to provide for their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they love their wives as Christ loves the church. Yes, and mothers, Father God, that they care for their children. I thank you for the restoration of the Proverbs 31 woman, Father, that her husband look at her and her children, they call her blessed, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents, because it is right and it is a command with a promise that they live long, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for wisdom, for the parents, that we do not provoke our own children, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord, for restoring restoring the order, because we know, Father God, as the families start functioning well, we will have a good neighborhood, a good community, and it will spill over to our states, our cities, and the whole nation, the whole country, and we will have good leaders, Father God, steering men and women in positions of authority, because it all starts from the family. So we thank you, Father God, for the restoration of families. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust you, Lord. We depend on you, for you never failed us, Father. You will not start now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning again to everyone. We just thank God this morning for each and every one of you being here this morning. So before we open our lines and see who is here, just really quick, we're going to go ahead and go into the Word of God. We just thank God for this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. It has been a blessing to each and every one of us throughout these years. And we are not stopping. We are moving forward, for we move from glory to glory, and our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So we are moving forward with Jesus. Amen, amen. So it has been a really good week already this week. It has been a really a blessing, the week this week. We started, if I recall, you know, my memory well, and if I miss it, please, it's not intentional. I might have missed it, but I have been so blessed because it all started with trusting God. You know, trusting the word of God, that his word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it is light unto our feet. So we were encouraged to trust God, and I'm just bringing this from my memory. It's not in that order. I do know that we were encouraged to be givers, you know, on our tithes and our offerings. And when I was sharing with someone a few days ago about the tithes and offerings, I was just reminded as we were talking, you know, that our tithes, yes, they do belong to our home church. And then our offerings, we can give our offerings anywhere else to help different ministries and whatever. And as we were talking, and the Holy Spirit just said, tickled me that, you know, even offerings can be more than your tithe, because the tithe is a number, it's a definite number, which is the 10%, but your offering can be more than that, because it's offering, it's a free will offering. And as we were talking, we talked and said, you know, he will rebuke the devourer and he will open the windows of blessing. And I said, you know, it's amazing that the word of God says he opens the windows, not the doors. Because if you look, most houses, you know, or rooms, most of them have only one door. There might be some, they have multiple doors, but majority of houses or rooms, they have one door you enter through and the same door you go out. But if you look at the windows, most houses have multiple windows. And the word of God says he will open the windows of heaven. So the blessings are so much that they are more than enough to go through the door. Because if it goes through the door, it's limited. But through the windows of heaven, just so many windows in one. This room, my office where I'm sitting, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 windows right here. You know, there are 2 double windows. So there are 4, but 2 double ones. So that's how the blessings come. And I was so tickled when we were talking that, oh, that's why it says it's running over and overflowing, because it's coming through the windows. He opens the windows, and that's how he blesses us. I don't know how I came back to that, but I was trying to remind us how God has been blessing us here, and we also were blessed that we have to stand our ground and rebuke all the negativity, all the ungodliness, all the ungodly spirits that comes in our lives, that we just be, just stand on our grounds and rebuke all the negativity and allow the Holy Spirit to be in charge. And I believe yesterday we were encouraged that we need our minds to be renewed by the Word of God. So everything is just so knitted and weaved so well that it's just getting together. I am so excited. You can tell if you could open my heart, brothers and sisters, if there was a zipper on my heart, and I will allow you to unzip it and see how happy and excited I am with what God is doing, not only here, but in my life as well. So I just thank God for his goodness. So while we are there, I am just reminded, I just want to remind you, and Pastor Darlene, if you would please forgive me if I step out of my bounds here. I just want to remind each and every one of us that we need to be mindful when we come on the prayer line. This is our time we have put to be in the presence of God, and we need to be focused. What I'm talking about, we have had quite a bit of interruptions and people not muting their phones, and while we are praying and we have the background noise. So God is elevating us. You know, we are inviting people, and some people who are coming are international people. So we need to be at the top of our game. We need to represent our Savior well. We don't want people be talking by, on the background about other things than what we are doing. You know, sometimes we get interrupted, you know, when we are on the line, and just mute your phone. I have developed a habit when I come in, I just mute my phone, especially throughout the week, because I know I want to participate. I want to listen, but I am also working. That's why I don't say that much throughout the week, because I know I had already devoted my time to be working. I am assigned to be working, and I still want to put my time in the things of God. So I still call in and listen in, and sometimes I get interrupted that I get off the line, and then I have to call later during the day so that I can catch up and hear what was going on. So I want to encourage you, if you get interrupted in a way that you cannot mute your phone, or maybe you don't know how to mute your phone, you can ask someone. They can help you how to mute your phone, and so that we will present our Savior at a very high standard to the world. Because it's not just, you know, I don't know how many of us, maybe 15, 20 on the call line, or maybe more, I don't know. But it's not just us. We are reaching international platform now. We are going, what do they call it, WWW, worldwide web. That's where we are going. So we want, when people call in, we don't want to be distasteful. We don't want people to think that we are not serious. So let us keep our lines muted. And if we have something to attend, let's attend it at our lines muted, so that we can, when a person calls in and listen in 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, or 2 months from now, or years, I don't know how far back we can go, but let them still have the high standard and let them still feel the presence of God. So just a reminder, let's keep our lines mute if we are doing other things. But that does not mean you don't participate, because we do know having you being there is what makes us successful. That's what makes us do what we are doing. So we need you. but we need your participation as we keep this standard high. In Jesus' name, amen. If I have diverted, I apologize, but it has been in my spirit for the past few weeks, and each time the Holy Spirit had not allowed me to talk about it, but to right now it came back, and I felt compelled to share that portion. Amen. So let's get our minds focused. We still have a few more minutes here, and we're going to go to the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am still excited. I am excited with what God is doing. And our scripture of the week coming from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, and verses 34 through 36. And it reads, "All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord of Israel forever and ever." And all the people say, amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we give thanks unto the Lord. That's part of worship. That's part of loving God. That's one of our assignments, is to give thanks unto our God, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. What a truthful word. You know, if you and I would take a memory journey and go back and see where we are, we have so much to give thanks unto God. We have so much to worship him, to love him, and give thanks unto him. So every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we give thanks unto God. I know this is a season of thanksgiving, and then we go into Christmas, which we continue in giving thanks, especially with us Christians or faith-based people. We know that our Savior, you know, came. He came, he left his heavenly throne and come on this earth to save us. And it's just a resembling and reminding ourselves that we need to give thanks as we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But the word I would like to share with you this morning, I had a different word throughout the week, but as of yesterday afternoon when I was doing my reading, this particular scripture just kept on ringing. I could not shake it out even when I went to bed, and I said this morning, let me go ahead and just share with you what is on my heart. And it's from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 14. And we are just going to focus on just three verses, verses 10 to 12, 10, 11, and 12, Joshua chapter 14. This is the story of the children of Israel, but this particular few verses is focusing on Caleb. This is the time now. In chapter 14 of Joshua, they have now reached it to the promised land. You know, it took them so many years, about 40 years, I believe, wandering in the wilderness until they arrived. And all the old generation had died before they reached the promised land. But I would just encourage you to go back and read the book of Joshua again and see what was going on. But on this morning, what is burning in my spirit is just these few verses. So Joshua chapter 14, verses 10 through 12, and it reads, "Now then, just as the Lord promised," and I'm reading from the NIV version, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he has said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to the battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourselves heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Amen. So this is Caleb. This is his request. You know, we know the story on the a little bit of background. I'm not going to cover a whole lot because I would encourage you to go back and remind yourself and, you know, just go back because this is not new for most of us here. We have heard and read the story of Caleb so many, many times. But we know that Caleb, this is his request when he's requesting his inheritance of the land of Canaan, his portion, and not only for him, but also for his children and his children's children, which just reminds me that what we are doing right now is not just for us. It's touching and reaching to generation. So it is a generational blessing or generational breakthrough. So this is the distribution of the land. So we know that land issues and land ownership or distribution has been an issue for a very, very long time. It's not only here in the United States, but it's worldwide, and not just in this 21st century, but it has been going on well long, long time ago. We can see it was also an issue during the time of the children of Israel, during Caleb's time. You know, this is after Moses had died. So this Caleb was a young man at the time when he was one of the 12 who were sent to go and spy the land. But he was one of the two who came with a positive message. Remember the other ones, they came and they spied the land. They saw that the land was good, and they also saw that the land was fertile, it was rich, and there were men there. They came, they said those men were huge, that in their own eyes, they looked like grasshoppers. But Caleb, he reported and said, I saw the land is rich. We can go there and possess this land. And it pleased Moses. When you read the chapters prior, Moses was encouraged. He was pleased. And at that particular time, Moses also, mentioned about on what, you know, distribution of land, and that Caleb, you know, wherever you step your foot on, you are going to possess it. You are going to have it. So now Moses, where we are, not Moses, but where we are, Caleb now wants his inheritance. And the Bible, the verses we have read, it says, now, you know, Moses, look right now, the Lord has let me leave. This is Caleb saying, you know what? The Lord has let me leave. I have lived these many years. You know, 40 years ago, when he was 40, he went and spied the land. And 40 extra years, you know, they did the wandering in the wilderness. And then 5 extra years now after they are now in Canaan. They have now gotten Canaan now, and it's 5 years later. So at this particular time, Moses is now 85 years old, and he still had not received
his possession, what belonged to him. And now that's where he said, you know what? The Lord has kept me all these years, 40 years plus the other 45 years. Now I am 85 years old, and I still feel strong. I still feel good, and I like what was promised to me. You know, as Moses promised me, and as he said, that every country, every place I put my foot on, I want it now. And it's not only for me, but it's also for my children. And what strikes me is what he asking. Remember, he was told, what wherever you put your foot on, you will possess it, you will own it. But at this particular time, now Caleb said, I want the hilltop. I want the mountain country. I don't want the flat land. I want the mountain country. I want the way up there. Now, when we go on verse 12, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You know, the hill country, that's what he is asking for right now. So, because Moses had promised him, and when he said, you know, that he feels strong, and that he feels bigger right now, and I just get reminded of that scripture in Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah 40:31, that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When I hear and read this story of Caleb, that he is now 85 years old, and he says he still feels strong today, as he was that day when Moses sent him to spy on the land. And he said, I just feel as vigorous to go to battle today as I felt back then as a young man. But I'm 85 years old today. He feels strong. He feels healthy. He feels full of energy right now to go out there and take what is his. You and I, brothers and sisters, for so long, some of us have been praying and believing for breakthroughs in our lives. I don't know what your mountain, your uphill country is. Whatever it is different. Mine is mine, yours is yours, but it is still an uphill country that we need to go and possess. Regardless of how long, look at Caleb, 85 years, 45 years later from that day of the promise. But he didn't give up. He said, I still feel strong. I still feel healthy. I still feel that energy from the very first day when I was promised until now. And I am ready to go and possess the land, to go and possess what belongs to me. So my word for you, my word to us, my brothers and sisters, is let us not give up. Let's not lose hope, regardless of how long it has been while we were waiting. Some of us, we are losing up because we asked for it last week and it hasn't happened today, and we are already giving up. Some of us, we asked for it last month and we are already giving up right now. We can't give up. Even if it has been a year long, we can't give up. Caleb, now 85 years old, 45 years ago, when it was promised to him, but he still feels the strength. He still feels the health. He still feels encouraged, full of energy. So let us not give up. Let's wait for the Lord. You know, a lot happens.
until we get to this day where Caleb is claiming his possession. He remained strong. He remained focused and do what he was called to do. And just be reminded of the scripture in 3 John 2, where John said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, in all areas of your life, that you might prosper and be in good health." So we need prosperity, whether it's financial, whether they are houses or cars, but you can't just have all that prosperity, all those things without good health. We also want good health. Caleb had it all. He was strong, he was healthy, he was full of energy, and he had the edge also in there. But he was still ready to go and get what belongs to him. So my brothers and sisters, it is God's desire, it is God's will that we prosper in all areas of our lives and be in good health, just as our souls prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Caleb said, "I want it at the hill country." That was the place he wanted. Although the hills, I mean, just think in your head, when you just imagine the hill country, you are going up the hill, and now you are 85 years old. So age has nothing to do with it when God is giving you what belongs to you, when God is giving you a breakthrough that you can occupy. Don't settle for flat lands. Don't settle for valleys. Don't settle for anything. It doesn't matter whatever your hill is. Go for it. Don't give up. Because Caleb, at his age, he still went forth. And that's what Caleb asked for. The land that is on the hilltop, the hill country, he asked for it. And we just have to change our thinking, as we were reminded earlier, to trust God and to be renewed of our minds. So it has to do with our minds. We have to think, you know, and trust God, not to say we are grasshoppers. No, we can get all the promises, what God has promised us, because his promises are yea and amen. 2 Chronicles 1:20 says, "For all of God's promises," not only one, but all of his promises, "have been fulfilled in Christ Jesus." So that means what he has promised you, what he has promised me, what he has promised us cooperatively as a body of Christ, what he has promised us individually, all his promises, yes, they are fulfilled in Christ Jesus, who is with this resounding yes, for his promises are yea and amen. They are yes and amen. So whatever God has promised you, I know how many days are left now to the end of this year, 2021. Let's see, 30, today is 19, another 10. So it's like 40, 42 days, maybe 40 some days if I did my math right. But so we only have a month and a week, 40 some days left. But and our God, he is a miracle working God. And he is not a respecter of persons. What he does for one, he does for the other. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. We're going to go before the Lord. You know what is the desire of your heart. Those promises, they are yea and amen, and he will give it to us. Let's not settle for crumbs when he had promised us the whole loaf of bread. He prepares a table for us. So let's go before the Lord. You remind yourself, like what David said, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God." So remind yourself what the promises are. Re-energize yourself. Remind yourself that you are strong, you are healthy, you are full of energy, and you can possess what he has promised you. So let's open our mouths and go before the Lord and pray and praise God. If you have reached it and you have reached your promised land, just praise him and thank him. But let us focus and know that
him. He is always present. He has been there when the need arose, was came into pass, and he is here, and he will be there because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm going to turn this time to Pastor Darlene, and you all have a good, good weekend. And I do pray and believe that your weekend, this weekend, is going to be better than last weekend, that you receive your uncommon godly favor, that rules and regulations and policies and procedures will act on your behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Darlene.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. And I do want to say before I forget, I do appreciate you sharing about the noise on the line. It was not out of order. It was very timely, so I appreciate that. And I hope we all take heed to that. Thank you for the word today, and I pray that the Lord will continue to restore what you have put out to the line. And for each and every person who facilitates during the course of the week, we appreciate you. Those who are here just to support what God is doing, we love you, and we appreciate what God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. So as we come to the end of this hour of power of prayer, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And as we were praising the Lord, if you did have something that was on your heart that needed prayer, I believe that you could receive it while you are praising the Lord. I do not have any special requests today, so we just believe that God has been here. And even as the word was going forth, you can reach out in faith and believe that God will deliver and set you free. So we thank the Lord for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. And I decree that there should be no accidents or incidences as we travel to and fro in the streets. I decree today that we shall continue to resist the devil, and he will flee from us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree today that we are the lender and not the borrower, and our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds' feet. As we are climbing the mountains, as our word was given to us today, we will possess it, and we cannot give up now. We are going to continue in the word of God and live according to what he has given us. So the Lord is making our feet like hinds' feet, and he is helping us to walk upon those high places. Yes, he is. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back, and we will share the love of God with our families, friends, and even our enemies as we go forward in our lives. Have a beautiful day, a lovely weekend, and come back on Monday and see what God has for us and what we can give to the Lord. That's the main thing, is to give to him, and he will return it to us. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow and the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.